time is 6 o'clock p.m. of August 5th of 2026. We are convened as the Provo City School Board of Education, meeting at 280 West, 940 North in Provo, Utah. We're going to begin with a roll call, and Devin, we'll start with you.
Devin Daly, Business Administrator.
Lisa Boyce, Board Member.
Terry McCabe, Board Member.
Gina Hales, Board Vice President.
Jennifer Partridge, Board President.
Wendy Dow, Superintendent.
Meg Van Wagenen, Board Member.
Emily Harrison, Board Member.
Melanie Hall, Board Member.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a motion to convene our Truth and Taxation public hearing?
I move that we convene our Truth and Taxation public meeting, public hearing.
Okay, motion made by Board Member Van Wagenen. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Board Member Boyce. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we are now convened, and we are going to begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, and that will be by Shauna.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and I failed to mention that Shauna Sprunger from our communications department. Thank you, Shauna. Okay, we will next have our Truth and Taxation discussion, and I'm going to turn that over to Devin for giving us all the context here.
Okay, Matt, could you bring up the presentation that's attached to board book? It's the bottom one. The bottom one. That one. So this is our hearing for this year about the our truth in taxation and increase in our taxes. It feels like we've been talking about it for a while, which we have. We started in May. In May, if people are looking back at prior months, back in May, we don't have any valuation data and we don't have all of the growth data. And so the amount that we asked for back in May was a little over $3 million. Once we got the growth numbers and our valuation numbers, we were able to decrease that to $1 million, and we'll go through a little over $1 million. So a little bit about the history of this, and then we'll go through each of the slides. So we started this process last year when we went through our hearing. We had a meeting, a 15-minute meeting after the hearing, and so our truth in taxation was not certified. So we went through quite carefully the new checklist that was provided by the state. And we also went through a pretty strenuous budget discussion throughout the year of things that needed to be cut and things that not necessarily needed but could be cut, so that we were being really good stewards, which is one of our goals in our district of our taxpayer dollars. So we were able to cut some budget and then still do some increases for our teachers and other employees. So our truth in taxation process is required by law. It is listed there in Utah code what all of the taxing entities need to do. We do a truth in taxation if we ask for any money over and above prior year revenue. And that prior year revenue is based on our board levy, voted levy, and capital. So those three together are what is considered our calculated certified rate. Our debt service rate is based on it actually, we give them the dollar amount and then they calculate the rate based on that dollar amount. So that the only three that we can control are those board voted and capital levies. And the voted levy, we have a limit of 13 increments. It can go up to 20 increments, but to ask for additional money in our voted levy, we have to go out to the voters to ask. That gives us a greater capacity. It also, there's some laws that have kind of gone by the wayside about a match with the voted levy. They now combine a lot of that levy information, so there's not as much benefit as there used to be to go above that, what we currently have. So we go through that revenue amount. We put in what we need. If it goes a dollar above what that required or what the prior year revenue is, then we have to do what is called a truth in taxation. And that just goes through the process starts the beginning of actually before in March. We have to provide the information that we are going to plan on doing a truth in taxation. And then we start with tax impact and all of the requirements that we've been doing through the last few months. And then it also allows the community to make comment and to give voice to concerns or support of what the district is doing. So that is the purpose for the truth in taxation. And the hearing is required to have to happen before that rate can be completely certified. So if you want to go to the next page. So our increase is for two priorities. One is for teacher salaries, which is the bigger portion of it, which is a little over 800,000 of the amount. And then the other piece of that is our interest payment for the Municipal Building Authority bond that was issued almost a year ago for Tempview and Dixon site, the new elementary school. The amount, that's not our total interest payment, but we did have another payment that was going for our QSCB bond that we paid off this last fiscal year that we added to that. So those two amounts are pretty close to what we need for the interest payment. Next year, we'll have the principal payment starting. So we can go to the next one. So our total dollar amount that we're asking for is $1,309,955. And when you look at our dollar amounts, the $827,340 of that is for the general fund for teacher salaries, and then the $482,615 is for our capital projects fund to help fund that interest payment. Our total rate will be 0.006999, which is just a little bit higher than this last fiscal year. The district portion, when I say the district portion, that is all those pieces that we have control over. So when you're looking at the increase, it looks like a 7% increase overall of revenue, but we actually decreased our debt service portion by about $800,000 this year. So the net increase is a little bit less than that. But on the property tax statements, you'll find that they're listed separately. So you have the debt service portion, then you have the what's called the district portion. Those are those three that we talked about, charter school, and then the state amount that they pull for the basic amount, levy. So let's go to the next page. This is available online. It's available in the back of the room, the county combined ad. This has all of the entities in Utah County that are this month doing their truth in taxation hearings at varying amounts. You'll see that it's between just a couple percent less than us up to 221% that entities are asking for. And then on the left is a copy of the ad that was published in the newspaper regarding our tax increase. I have a couple of slides just on the basic differences, and these match pretty close with the property tax statements that people have brought me. It's about a difference of about $32.98 per year, right around $33, a little less than $3 a month on a home that is the average value, which is $526,000. On the statements that I've seen, it's been right around $30 to $40. Any differences in prior year and this year in taxes, if it's higher or lower, based on that differing valuation. So if your valuation went up or down, and then depending on what that total amount is for the other entities that are on your tax statement. And the next page is for businesses. Again, it's right around $60 per year, about $5 a month of a business that is also averaged about $526,000. And again, that's based on valuation increases and decreases this year. So, any questions or comments?
ahead, Meg.
Well, just this is laid out so well and really explains all the different levers and what we're doing here. So thanks, Devin. I think it's really helpful and great, this presentation. That's all.
Agreed. I was going to say something very similar. Thank you. Anybody else have anything to comment or questions? Okay. Is that all you've got for us
right
now?
Yep, that's all we have for now. Now we just have public comment.
Perfect. Okay, so the next item on our agenda is the opportunity for the public to give input regarding truth and taxation. And I don't see anyone from the public here in person. Do we have anyone online to give comment?
We have Michelle Eldridge online. I would like to know if she would like to give public comment. She's probably making dinner while she's listening. I don't see that. I think she's just listening, so.
Okay.
Is there only one person?
There's only one person. There's Bonnie, there's Matt, myself, and Michelle. That's it.
Okay.
There's one on YouTube, and it could be me, because I'm on YouTube.
Are you on
YouTube?
Letting you know.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. We'll just wait a minute. If Michelle decides she wants to, she can raise her hand on Zoom. But. Oh, no. Okay. No
need
one
to.
Needs okay. to give comment. It's just an opportunity for the public to weigh in. We have received communications from members of the public, whether they're talking to some of us or electronically. We've heard some feedback that way as well. Like Devin mentioned previously, we've been talking about this for a long time, so we've had an opportunity to get feedback and things like that. So with that, we will close our public input portion of the meeting and move on to our board discussion and consideration to approve the final tax rates. So do we have a motion? And after we have a motion, a second, then we'll open it up for discussion.
Can I ask a clarifying question about the motion? What exactly do we need to say?
That you are approving the certified tax rate of 0.006999.
I have it here. Lisa, do you have that?
Yeah.
Do you want to make a motion?
Yeah.
I move that we approve the certified tax rate of 0.006999 for the 26-27 budget year. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you. Motion made by Board Member Boyce. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Board Member Hall. All right. And now we are going to open it up for discussion. Is there anyone who would like to say anything?
I would just like to say thank you for all the hard work that's had to go into this. And I appreciate all the detail that I know that we had to do this time around.
And also to all the people at the district who have helped us with making some hard decisions throughout the whole year with our budgeting process, because this reflects that hard work and some of those sacrifices also made.
Anyone else? Go ahead, Gina.
Also want to echo the thanks. I've been out of town and I just picked up my collected mail today and saw the notice and appreciated the clarity that it gave, and appreciated, I mean, I live in Provo and I handed them to my husband and he knows that I'm one of the people who makes these decisions. And I don't love paying tons of taxes, but I also do love our public schools and I do love being able to support our public schools. So. I appreciate the effort that went into all of the communication, and I appreciate that the increase is much smaller than we were even hoping, thinking before. So that's all I have.
Thank you. And I will just add that I appreciate our community who has been very supportive, and that those who have questions or concerns, they come to us, we work through that. But the feedback I have received from people does include that they appreciate the ways we've looked to make decisions to trim our budgets, to reallocate our funds so that we're not going to the public for as much as we would have been if we hadn't done that, and that they've expressed that this increase is a small amount and they're willing to pay that to support our teachers and the work that we're doing here in the district. So thank you to our community is what I would say for that, for their support, and want to continue working together to support the good work we're doing here. So, all right, anyone else have any discussion? All right, all those in favor with the motion to approve the certified tax rate of 0.006999 for this next year, all those in favor with aye?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that passes unanimously. And with that, we are at the end of our agenda for our public hearing. And before we take the motion to adjourn, just want to let the public know that our next normal study session and business meeting is this coming Tuesday, August 11th. The study session starts at 4, and the business meeting starts at 7. And do we have a motion to adjourn this hearing?
I move that we adjourn this hearing.
Okay, motion made by Board Member Van Wagenen. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Vice President Hales, and we are now adjourned. Oh.